Sorry, McCloy, like your mission. Has alcohol intimate? Just a mask intimate. Somebody who ate through their tummy, or he drank liquid in their tummy, and therefore his group became Tommy just exerted their upon. Tavao, be he on, tummy. The nation ain't entirely in the group. If the person who had become tummy from the fact that he ate alcohol intimate or drank mask intimate immersed himself in the mix, but now he is tar. And then he threw up the alcohol intimate with the mask intimate that was inside of him. Those oichen and maskin tmeim remain tamei after they were thrown up. They're still tamei, and the reason is because they did not become tar along with his goop. When he immersed his body in the mikveh and became tar, the food and drink that was in his body did not become tar with him because oichen and maskin cannot become tar in a mikveh. Oichen and maskin are tamei. If you immerse them in the mikveh, they would not become tar. Shasa mayim tmeim tava v'yikian taharim b'pnei shehen taharim b'goop. But if he drank water that are tamei, he didn't drink other liquids such as shemen or yain that are tummy. What he drank was water that are tummy, and he immersed himself in the mikvah and became tar. And then, after he immersed himself, he threw up the water. That water had become tar because water is different than other liquids. Water does have tara in a mikvah. Water can become tar by immersing it in the mikvah. If you put the water that is tummy in a kli, and you put the kli in the mikvah, and there is hashaka to the water gets connected to the water of the mikvah, that would be mitahir, the water. And since water has tara in a mikvah, when he immerses himself in the mikvah, the water that's inside of him becomes tar as well. Bala tabas tar. Somebody who swallowed a ring, that is tar. Nichnas l'ayam meis. After he swallowed the ring, the person entered an ayam meis. He went under the same roof as a meis, and therefore that person became tamei meis. Izeh b'shana utava. The person who entered the Ohr HaMeis and became Tamei HaMeis had himself sprinkled from the ashes of the Paraduma. Then he had himself sprinkled a second time, and then he immersed himself in the mikvah. And through that process, that person became tar. If after he became tar, he threw up the ring is now outside his body, that ring is tar, just like it was before he swallowed it. The reason being is that something that is swallowed inside his body does not become tummy. So when he entered the Ohr HaMeis, even though he became tummy, the ring inside of him did not become tummy. And since by the time he threw out the ring, he had already become tar, that ring, when he threw it out, remains tar. Bala tabas tmeah. Somebody who swallowed a ring, that is tummy. Taibel, he can immerse himself. And then he can eat truma. And even though he became tummy when he swallowed the ring, that is tummy. Once he immerses himself, he is tar and can eat truma, even though the tabas tmeah is inside of him. As it did is, that a tumor that's inside your goop is not metame you. So even though in the process of swallowing him, it touched him while it was outside his goop. So therefore, he became tummy from the tabas tmeah when he was swallowing it. But once it's inside his goop, it can't be metame him anymore. So therefore, even while it's inside his goop, he can go ahead and immerse himself, and he would be tar, even though the tabas tmeah is still inside his goop. He kia tmeah utamas. But if after he immersed himself and became tar, he threw up the ring, that ring remains tummy. It was tummy the entire time. Even though he immersed himself, that immersion did not help to be retired the ring. So therefore, the ring remains tummy inside his body. And once he throws it up, the ring in the process that he throws it up will be mitami him. As even though it's not mitami him while it's inside his group, but while it's outside his group, it would be mitami him. And he would have to immerse himself again. An arrow that is stabbed into a person. If it wasn't stabbed all the way in and you can see it, then that chet is a chatzitza. If he immersed himself in the mikvah while the chet is inside of him, that chet will stop the water from coming into contact with that part of his goop, and therefore it would be a chatzitza, and he would not be tar. But if the chet is stabbed all the way inside, it can't be seen. In such a case, it would not be a chatzitza. And even if the chet is tamei, he can immerse himself and eat truma. As even though the chet is tamei, and therefore was metamei him when it got stabbed into him, but since the chet cannot be seen from the outside, so he can immerse himself in the mikvah and he would be tar, as once the chet is stabbed all the way inside of him, it would no longer be metame him, so therefore he can go ahead and immerse himself and eat truma, even though there's a chet tame inside of him. Shami says all women only become tame when they see dam. If a woman, when dam is expelled from her uterus, she becomes a nida, and she is tummy. Even if the dam had not actually come out of her goop, she would be a nida at the point that it was expelled from her uterus. And Shami said, when a woman sees dam, she becomes tummy from that point on. And we're not afraid that maybe really that diamond come out of your uterus before she saw it. And maybe we should say the thing that she touched, even before she saw the diamond, would be tameh, as maybe she had already been Anita beforehand. We are not concerned for that according to Shammai. And the reason is, because Shammai holds that if we would say that a woman who sees dam would be tameh l'mafreya, she would be tameh retroactively, then a woman would be afraid to have relations with her husband. And even though she does not now see dam, maybe the dam has already been expelled from her uterus and she doesn't realize that she's a nida. So therefore, Shammai says that when a woman sees dam, she only becomes tameh from that point on. Hello, I marry me. P'keda l'p'keda v'afilu l'yamim harbe. Hello takes a stringent approach. He said that when a woman sees dam, she is tummy retroactively back to the last time she checked herself and knows for sure that she wasn't tummy. Even if the last time she checked herself was many days previously, she would be tummy retroactively until that time, as we are afraid that maybe she was tummy previously, just the dam did not expel from her gut. Now, even though we would be afraid that if we tell her she's tummy retroactively, she wouldn't want to have relations to her husband, even if she doesn't see dam, because maybe she's already tummy the dam had already been expelled from her uterus. But Hillel is not concerned for that, because Hillel says, we're only mitami her l'mafreya, but we don't answer her to her husband l'mafreya. We don't say that retroactively she was usher to her husband. We only say that she was tami retroactively, so therefore she would not be afraid to have relations to her husband. While Shammai holds that if we would tell her she's tami retroactively, even though we don't say that she is forbidden to her husband retroactively, she would be afraid to have relations to her husband, thinking that she is tami. The Chacham Maimer, lo k'divrei zeh. The Chachamim take a middle approach. They don't want to be mekel like Shammai, nor do they want to be machmer like Hillel. They don't want to be too lenient, nor too stringent. Ela me'eif le'eif me'mayit ayad be'pkeda le'pkeda. U'me'pkeda le'pkeda me'ma'etes ayad me'eif le'eif. If the last time she had checked herself before she saw a dam was more than 24 hours previously, then we would not say that she is tummy retroactively from the last time she checked herself. Instead, we would say she's tummy retroactively for 24 hours. But if the last time she checked herself was less than 24 hours before she saw dam, then we would say she is tummy retroactively from the last time she checked herself. That way, we're taking a middle approach. She's never tummy retroactively for more than 24 hours, and it could be less than 24 hours. If the last time she checked herself was more than 24 hours ago, then she would only be tummy retroactively for the last 24 hours. And if she checked herself less than 24 hours ago, then she would only be tummy retroactively until the last time she checked herself, according to the Chacham. Ko isha sheyesh leves dayashaita. Any woman that has a vest, any woman that sees dam at specific times, at specific intervals, she becomes a nida on specific days and times. In such a case, everybody would agree that she is only tummy from the time she saw the blood. If she checks herself during the time of her vest, during the time she regularly sees dam, and she finds that she is tummy, everybody would hold she's only tummy from that point on. And since she has a vest, since she has a specific time that she sees dam, we have no reason to be with tummy her retroactively. A woman, when she has relations with her husband, should check herself with a cloth, both prior and after to having relations with her husband, she should check herself to make sure that she did not see dam. And when she checks herself after she had a relation with her husband, that is like a pekeda. I mean, to say that's like any other time she checks herself. That if she sees dam after that, she would only be tamei retroactively to the time that she checked herself after tashmit. That which she checked herself after having tashmit would be memayit, the eighth lace, meaning to say that she wouldn't be tamei retroactively for 24 hours previously. Instead, she would be tamei only retroactively from the time she checked herself after tashmit. And that which she checks herself after tashmit is considered a sufficient bedika. As opposed to the bedika that she did prior to tashmit, that is not a sufficient bedika. If she was bedik herself before tashmit but did not check herself after tashmit, then she would be tummy retroactively either 24 hours or to the previous bedika that she did. As when a woman checks herself before tashmit, she does not check herself sufficiently, and therefore that doesn't count as a bedika. But the bedika that she does after tashmit does count as a bedika, and therefore, if later on she sees dam, she's only tummy retroactively to the time that she checked herself after having relations with her.